Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now on the line with us is the newly appointed leader of the Premier, as the Premier of Limpopo, and she's on the line with us, Dr. Poppy Ramotuba. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Premier.
Evening, Pimelo, and evening to all your listeners, and thank you for inviting us.
Congratulations. It's really quite a big moment for you. When you take in a moment like this and you carry the hopes and dreams of so many in your province, you spoke earlier on in another platform about the fact that you want to be quite ethical in your leadership. You want to be quite principled. You are going to insist that those who lead with you take those values along. And you said also things need to change. What needs to change?
The way we do things. Because I can tell you, Pimelo, the African National Congress, which is the ruling party, especially in my province, we have adopted all the policies that are needed towards making sure that we change the lives of our people to the better. Be it fighting poverty, inequality, be it fighting unemployment, job creations, job opportunities, and economic growth and development, dealing with water, challenges including health, education, roads, infrastructure. We have all those policies, but the lack of discipline amongst the leadership, because if we are disciplined, we'll be able to execute the task ahead. If there is political will to deliver, we will be able to deliver. And rest assured, we have got a lot of capable leaders. What is really needed is the commitment and the discipline towards implementation, what is needed. We need that strong leadership that is decisive, that is target-orientated, that when you are given a task, you put time frames and you execute. If you promise 10 villages that by the end of the first quarter they will be having water, we should have leadership that makes sure that at the end of the third quarter there is water in those villages. If you're able to achieve 5 and the 5 have not, you must go back and communicate to the community to say, we promise 10 villages, we've been able to achieve 5, the remaining 5, the reasons are as follows. You know, our people, I can tell you my experience is that when you become transparent and you show accountability and you show that you can communicate with them, you will never see them being impatient. But the issue is that we become silent, we run away, we don't know what to say to them. So for me, what is going to be different is the fact that we are going to be providing the strong leadership that is decisive, that is disciplined, that's also it's committed towards service delivery.
You speak of the fact that when you are open and transparent with people, generally they understand, you know, where the difficulties lie. What then would be your priority in dealing with the kind of challenges that you are aware of? You've spoken about the number of challenges, and I think everybody can agree with that. But you would probably have to start somewhere. What then would be your priority?
The top three things in the agenda. The first one, it's even there, has been outlined in our manifesto, because it has an impact on all the other ones that I can think of. Job creations, job opportunities, reducing unemployment rate, making sure that the young people, when they graduate, Pimelo, they find jobs. Pimelo, when me and you were still young and our mothers were paying our school fees, taking us to school, they knew one day when me and you graduate, we're going to look after them, after our parents, which is what we are currently doing. When they are sick, we're the ones who pay their medical bills. When they sometimes we pay groceries for them, that's what is supposed to happen. But the current situation is that we take our children to school to go and graduate. When they come back, we must still look after our own children, even if they've got degrees. So that's why you find, for instance, rural province like mine, the percentage of discouraged work job seekers as per statistician general. It's very high, which made the expanded unemployment rate in Limpopo much, much more higher at around over 40%, whereas the employment, the actual employment, unemployment rate being around 31%. So we want to stay with this seventh administration. Let's look at the opportunities that are there in our province, which we can take advantage of and make sure that our economy grows and there's also development so that jobs can be created. You know that Limpopo is rich in minerals. You know that Limpopo, through mining, we are contributing more than 7.2% towards the GDP in the country. But when we look at the jobs that are created within the mining sector, it's far less than agriculture and also a trade, constructing, manufacturing, and all those other sectors. The reason being, we are not doing enough. We are only producing minerals to export all of them. So we keep on saying, we've taken so many resolutions in so many conferences to say we can even start more. So start small. You export 90% of the platinum that you've produced, and you start processing the 10% towards beneficiations. So if you do that, the more when you start processing, you create much more jobs than when you are only actually production level. And it goes on like that. Mm-hmm. The value chain also assists you. The second one is when you look at agriculture, if also we can focus on agro-processing, the value chain that I'm talking about. I was telling a sister at radio station this morning to say, Limpopo is the biggest producer of tomatoes through ZZ2, but we don't even have a single factory that can produce tomato sauce. So that is another angle where we're saying, just to give you that example, we can do the same. The mangoes that we produce in Chakuma, which are so many, they end up being exported and come back. We buy them in Woolworths or Checkers, of which we are saying the mangoes there, even the mango juice that we drink, we don't even have a single mango juice factory. So industrialization, building industry will be my priority, coupled with job creation, where there will be a reviving or the building of, whether it's Shihu Industrial Park or Nkowankowa Industrial Park and also Toyando Industrial Park, so that we revive those economic activities that used to happen even during the time of the Bantu stand. Mm. And lastly would be focusing on tourism as also part of job creation. So job creation and building industries will be number one priority. Then the second priority, I would be focusing on, in terms of the investment on the human capital, mm-hmm. where we are talking about water provision. Number two on my agenda is water provision. At some stage, Limpopo was over 80% in terms of water supply to our villages and our people around the province. I can tell you we have regressed. As we speak, the water supply, it's below 70%. I think the last time I checked, whether it was 67 or 68. Now, that is an area of concern, especially that you don't have alternative for water. When there's no water, there's definitely no life. What frustrates our community is that whether you go to Flagbush Yellow Dam, whether you go to Nandoni Dam, you'll find that they are most of the time full. The Hope Dam is most of the time reported to be full. But the reality is that the water is not reaching the tap where people can be able to drink. Hence, we're saying, working together with Department of Water and Sanitation, this situation must be turned around. And the third priority will be on roads, because that's also another area. We are a rural province. And I know from my previous deployment in health, where in an ambulance can't even reach a patient because there's no road at all to be able to reach that particular patient. So that is a one area where we must be able to plan properly. We must be able to report to the communities in order to avoid them bending tires every time when they need the road. On a quarterly basis, we must do road shows where the MEC must be able to go and visit this community and not get rid of them by signing a letter. You know, I've realized that some of the things that we do as politicians, when the community starts picketing, burning tires, demanding a road, we go to them and we write a letter and make commitment that this road will be built in 6 months' time. When we know we have not done any planning, when we know we have not done any budgeting, so that must stop. We should be able to commit where we know there are funds being committed. When we don't have, we should be able to be transparent and open up to them.
Definitely a conversation we need to expand a bit more on. Dr. Poppy Ramatuba, who is the Limpopo Premier, just outlining very, very briefly some of her plans for the province. As you know, she is now the newly elected Premier of Limpopo. Congratulations to you, Dr. Ramatuba, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.